听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book four.
Lesson 122, part one, warming up exercises. Note taking.Patterns of Expenditure for Canadian Families in 1976. You are going to hear some information about the Patterns of Expenditure for Canadian Families in 1976. Listen carefully. Note down the items mentioned and the figures given. The average family in Canada had 3.32 persons in 1976.The full-time wage earners in each family was averaged at 1.03 in 1976. The average income before taxes per family was $20,772 Canadian dollars. The average total expenditure for each family in 1976 amounted to $19,987. Out of the total expenditure, food made up the largest portion, 17.1% in 1976.Another big portion out of the expenditure went to shelter,16.1%. Water and fuel was 2.5% of the total expenditure. Household operation took up 3.8%. Next, furnishing and equipment was 4.9% in 1976.Household appliances was 4.8%. Clothing, another big portion out of the expenditure, came to 7.2%. Next, we have personal care on the list, which was 1.7% in 1976. Medical and health care was 2%. Smoking and alcoholic beverages was 3.2%.Each family in Canada spent quite a lot on travel and transportation. That's 13.5% out of the total expenditure in 1976. Automobile and truck was also a great portion out of the total expenditure. That was 10.9% in 1976.Next, recreation, 4.8%. Education, 1.8%. The average family spent 1.5% of the total expenditure on reading.Miscellaneous expenses was 4.2% in 1976. Now, let's have a look at the whole picture of the expenditure. The total current consumption came up to 73.6% in 1976. Personal taxes was 19.1% and security 5.2%. And lastly, an average family in Canada spent 2.1% of total expenditure on gifts and contributions.
Part 2.
On the doorstep. Good morning. I'm doing a survey for the Department of Health and Social Security, and I'd like to ask you a few questions, if I may.
I suppose that'll be okay. As long as you don't ask anything too personal.
You needn't worry. Well, let's start. The questions are on this form here.
Oh.
It'll be quicker if I read out the questions to you and fill in the answers myself. The first question is, what is your full name?
Phyllis Louisa O'Leary.
Mm-hmm. And your age, Mrs. O'Leary?
Well, it's 34.
Really? You don't look it at all.
Oh.
Now then, how much does your husband earn?
I thought you said the questions weren't going to be too personal.
No.
That's a personal question, all right. But I suppose I should try and be as frank as I can with you.
No.
£2,000 a year. Oh, that's before tax and deductions, of course.
That isn't much.
Yes, I'm afraid his salary doesn't seem to rise often enough to keep up with prices.
Mm.
They keep going up all the time. It's all the government's fault.
Mm. Now, what I'm really interested in is the way you spend your money. What about housing, for example?
Well, we... Me, my husband, and our baby,
mm-hmm.
we live here. Oh, it's quite a small, semi-detached house, but it's a nice estate, as you can see.
Oh.
Our mortgage costs us about £50 a month.
£50? Hmm. That must be difficult to find out of £2,000 a year.
Oh, it certainly is. I was working before we had the baby, of course. That used to make things a lot easier. Now we're much less well off.
Hmm. Apart from the mortgage, where does your money go?
Food's the biggest item.
Mm-hmm.
That's about £60 a month for food and other small bits and pieces,
mm-hmm.
Cleaning materials and so on.
Mm-hmm. What else is there?
Oh, let me think. Well, there's the car.
Ah.
Oh, it isn't exactly the latest model. In fact, it's 10 years old.
Mm.
So apart from petrol, we have a large repair bill every now and then.
Mm.
It uses a lot more oil than a new car would, too.
What about gas and electricity?
Well, we only use electricity for lighting, but that's about £16 a year.
Are you on natural gas?
Yes. Well, we cook with gas, and we've got gas central heating.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope the gas workmen don't go on strike again.
How much does it cost you?
Oh, our gas bill's, roughly £70 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the telephone. Well, it's a bit of a luxury, I suppose, but it stops me from feeling too cut off.
Uh-huh.
There's the TV as well. That's rented.
Mm-hmm. Entertainment?
Oh, not much of that, I'm afraid. There's the TV, and we've got a record player,
mm-hmm.
but we don't buy many records, though. They cost so much these days. Oh, we never go out to the cinema or anything. We get a newspaper on weekdays, but not on Sundays.
Why not on Sundays?
It takes all day to read the Sunday newspaper.
And
my husband says he'd never got anything done on Sundays if he bought one. He's naturally lazy. And Sunday's the only chance he gets to do any little jobs around the house.
Exercises. Fill in the form with the relevant information you hear on the tape. Your answer should be written in note form.
Part 3.
Oops,
This afternoon, we are in Sherman Oaks, California, a suburb of Los Angeles, talking with the Seeger family, consisting of James Seeger, his wife, Edith, and their two daughters, Kathy and Carol. I'd like to begin by talking with Jim, and I'd like to ask you, Jim, what do you do for a living?
I work for Lockheed Aircraft Corporation, and I'm a logistics research specialist. This has to do with developing mathematical models for determining all of the materials and requirements in order to support aircraft.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Right. Spare parts, maintenance personnel, test equipment, all of the things that are required so that an airplane can be ready to fly, but not how to design the airplane.
Do you do anything else besides work for Lockheed?
I teach winter quarter at UCLA, their course in inventory theory.
Edie, do you do anything in the way of work?
Yes, I'm employed by the Los Angeles City Schools as a teacher. I teach fifth grade at Noble Avenue School in Panorama City.
Is that near here, or is that a long
way?
Oh,
it's about 8.5 miles.
One way?
One way, right.
Sounds good. How many students do you teach in a typical classroom?
Well, I team teach with another teacher, and between us we have 60 students, and we run a bilingual classroom. We have about one-third of our children are Spanish-speaking, many of them just up from Mexico, and so we have an aide who speaks Spanish, and then the two teachers, and we work with them at this. Learning English.
Jim, I understand that you're studying other languages or speak some other languages.
Well, my avocation is Indo-European languages, especially the classical ones. So I've studied in the past Greek and Latin, and now I'm studying Sanskrit.
Sanskrit? It sounds very difficult to me.
It is very difficult.
Can you speak Sanskrit? Or
no,
you just...
we cannot speak it. In fact, my studies really mainly concern a reading knowledge of these languages, mm-hmm. since there's not exactly any opportunity to speak them, since they're all dead languages.
How old are you, Carol?
I'm 13.
Where do you go to school?
Walter Reed Junior High.
What do you do after school when school is out? Do you have any activities, musical, sports, things like that?
Well, I go to Girl Scouts, and I sing in the choir, and I do my homework.
Do you get lots of homework?
Yeah. The program I'm in gives you quite a bit.
How many hours a day do you spend working on that?
Well, it varies. Some days I spend about half an hour, and some days I spend the whole evening.
Do you date, for instance? Do you have boyfriends?
Well, I've got some boys who happen to be friends of mine. Mm-hmm. Nothing really regular or anything.
Nothing regular. Do you go out on dates yet, or...
Not really.
Not yet, not really. Does your school have dances or anything like that that you might...
Oh, yeah, they've got after-school dances, which aren't really that great.
Mm-hmm. So you don't usually go, or...
No.
How old are you, Kathy?
11.
And where do you go to school?
I'm going to be going to Milliken next fall.
I see. Actually, we're in summer vacation right now, as far as you're concerned.
Yeah.
So you're between classes, between schools, huh?
Uh-huh.
I understand. How far away is that school? Is that the same one that your sister's going to?
No, it's junior high, but it's only like 1.5 miles away.
I see. Will you walk to that school, or will you also be riding?
I'll be riding on a bus.
On a bus. I see. What are your interests in school? What do you like to study if it's not languages?
Music and... Math.
Uh-huh. Do you get any of this from your father?
No.
No. I see. Tell me about the music that your family is involved with a little bit.
Well, the whole family sings in our church choir.
That's very interesting. Edie, could I ask you about... the church and your involvement there? It seems that you have a musical family and...
Right. As she told you, we all sing in the church choir, and I have been Sunday school superintendent for a couple of years, and a Sunday school teacher before that, and Jim works as one of the church trustees, which helps with the maintenance of the building and the grounds. Mm. And Kathy has been an acolyte, which is a person who helps the pastor with the lighting of the candles and other services like
what,
that.
What church is this?
This is Sherman Oaks Lutheran Church.
That's good. That's good. What is it that gives you fulfillment and a feeling of satisfaction?
The main thing that gives me a feeling of satisfaction is to consider that I am constantly growing in what I know, in my knowledge. And as long as I'm continuing to learn new things, then I feel like my life is worthwhile.
Edie, does that sum it up for you too, or do you have anything to add? Or?
Well, I think we are very happy as a family right now. Where the girls are doing very well in school, which of course mothers and fathers are very pleased about, and you know, they're easy children to raise and very cooperative and helpful, and so all this kind of thing lends to a nice aura around the house.
Exercises. Summarize the interview with the help of the diagram cues given.